U.S. Ambassador to Islamabad Cameron Munter says the United States has been talking closely with the Pakistani military about launching an offensive in North Waziristan. The United States believes the Al-Qaeda-linked Haqqani network of Afghan Taliban has established bases in North Waziristan and its fighters are involved in deadly attacks on coalition forces fighting Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan. The U.S. ambassador acknowledged that Pakistani security forces have made significant counter-terrorism efforts within the past 2 years, but he emphasized that dealing with the militant safe havens in the Waziristan district is crucial for efforts to stabilize Afghanistan.
We see these people as our common enemy, but we understand that the decision has to be made by the leadership of the Pakistani military. Even though this sounds like a contradiction, it's not. We would like them to move tomorrow. We would like them to take out these people tomorrow. But, you know, we understand they're telling us honestly about the capacity of their military. And when they are able, we are convinced they'll move in.
Pakistan has long resisted U.S. pressure to mobilize forces against these militants, saying it needs to consolidate military gains in other tribal districts along the Afghan border before it can open a front in the Waziristan region. But Ambassador Munter says his country understands Pakistan's current limitations and is working closely with its leaders to enhance the counterinsurgency capacity of the country.
I think there is, yes, a great amount of capacity being used in holding the ground that the Pakistani army has won at great cost. And in that sense, I think it would be incorrect to define the question about North Waziristan as a question simply of will rather than of capacity. I think it's wrong. I think there is a capacity issue.
The U.S. ambassador spoke to reporters a day after the Obama administration made public its annual review of the troop surge strategy in Afghanistan. The summary of the review says coalition forces have made notable operation gains in the country. Taliban insurgents have dismissed the U.S. review as propaganda.